The state of Wisconsin has received bids from private companies to administer its welfare-to-work program called W-2. Only one county submitted a proposal, La Crosse. Dane County wanted to continue running its W-2 program, but did not submit a proposal to do so. Instead, a private nonprofit will help administer the W-2 program next year. Dane County Executive Joe Parisi says the job center will remain at its current location and continue to have a broad range of services.
If someone needs W-2 assistance, they go there, but we also in the same building have folks who can help if someone is facing homelessness because they can't make their rent. We can have people who can help folks find child care, say, you know, you have an opportunity to get a job, but you don't have child care. It's all there, one-stop shop.
Dane County was part of a statewide coalition objecting to changes in how more W-2 services will be contracted out by Wisconsin's Department of Children and Families. Secretary Eloise Anderson says job centers will now cover more territory.
So people in certain parts of the states were getting resources, like in Milwaukee, they were getting all kinds of advantages. And we looked at it and we said, you know, that's a matter of size.
W-2 was part of a national welfare reform movement. It pays people to undergo job training and connects them to work opportunities. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.